Chapter 4. What have you found?
Piss off, said Ruth,
and turned her bony back to protect what was in her hands. Then she shot a sly glance over her shoulder.
Oh, it's you. Sorry.
Who did you think it was? Asked Renmarie, more amused than annoyed. She'd been sitting beside Ruth every afternoon for more than a month, going through the documents in the blanket box, as Olivia had asked. Most afternoons, like this one, Clara and Myrna also came over and helped, though it never felt like a chore. The four women sat around the fireplace, sipping café au lait and scotch, eating chocolatine, and examining the mass of papers Olivier and Gabri had pulled from the walls of the bistro 20 years earlier, while renovating. Renmarie and Ruth and Rosa, her duck, shared the sofa, while Clara and Myrna took armchairs across from each other. Clara was taking a break from her self-portrait, though privately Renmarie wondered if, when Clara said she was painting herself, she didn't mean it literally. Each afternoon Clara showed up with food in her hair and dabs of paint on her face. Today it was a shade of bright orange and marinara sauce. Across from Clara sat her best friend, Myrna, who ran the new and used bookstore next door to the bistro. She'd wedged herself into the large chair, enjoying every word of her reading and every bite of her chocolatine. 100 years ago, when the papers were first shoved into the walls as insulation against the biting Quebec winter, the women of the village would have gathered for a sewing bee. This was the modern equivalent, a reading bee. At least Clara, Myrna, and Renmarie were reading. Renmarie had no idea what Ruth was doing. The old poet had spent the previous day, and this one, staring at a single sheet of paper. Ignoring the rest of the documents, ignoring her friends, ignoring the scotch gleaming in the cut glass in front of her. That was most alarming. What are you looking at? Renmarie persisted. Now both Clara and Myrna lowered the pages they'd been studying to study Ruth. Even Rosa looked at the elderly woman quizzically, though Renmarie had come to understand that ducks rarely looked anything but. Renmarie had fallen into a relaxed routine of sorting through the township's archives in the morning, then heading to the bistro in the afternoon. On weekends, Armand would join her, sitting in one of the comfortable armchairs, nursing a beer and going over his own...